insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you again to our program. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefits us and blesses us with the understanding of a few more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ ثم أنتم هؤلاء تقتلون أنفسكم وتخرجون فريقا منكم من ديارهم تظاهرون عليهم بالإثم والعدوان وإن يأتوكم أسارى تفادوهم وهو محرم عليكم إخراجهم أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم إلا خزي في الحياة الدنيا ويوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب
We were discussing verses 83 and 84, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in the previous verses and these series of verses, has been addressing Bani Israel. In verse 83, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed the oath that was taken or the pledge that was taken from Bani Israel, the children of Israel or the Jews, about the commandments that were given, and apparently they are the ones that were revealed to Prophet Moses. In verse 84, which we need to begin today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another of the commandments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِثَاقَكُمْ لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ. And when we took a pledge from you, this is another pledge apparently, that لا تسفكون دماءكم ولا تخرجون أنفسكم من دياركم. You shall not shed your blood and you shall not expel your folks from your homes. ثم أقررتم, you pledged, وأنتم تشهدون, and you testify. The language of this verse seems like it's two pledges that were taken from Bani Israel. The previous ones that were given were almost as a, you know, the commandments, the list of commandments that were given to Bani Israel. This was also, this the one that's mentioned in verse 84 is also a commandment As I said, the language seems like these were two occasions where they were revealed, or maybe it's because of the emphasis that is put in these two, or the point why the language changes and it mentions another pledge is to mention that this particular pledge applies to the people that the verse is actually addressed to. And we will explain that in a little while. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this pledge that you shall not shed blood. Shedding blood, killing fellow human beings, especially people from your own family, your relatives, is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a sin and has forbidden human beings from doing so from the beginning of humanity. And the first person who committed this sin was Cain, where he killed his brother Abel. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this commandment. He says, "We took this pledge from you that you should not shed one another's blood." وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُم مِّن دِيَارِكُمْ. The other thing is, people have got the right to live in their homes. People have got the right to continue living where they have set up for a life, for a living. If they have set it up legitimately, it didn't belong to anybody else. They came over and they settled there. We don't have the right to kick them out of their homes. So the verse says you shouldn't kill one another, and also you should not expel your folks from your homes. It says, ثُمَّ أَغْرَرْتُمْ. You pledged, you accepted that. You pledged, وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. And you testify that this pledge that was taken from Bani Israel at large. As we said, the verses are addressed to the Jewish tribes living outside of Medina. So when it refers to Bani Israel, it refers to all Bani Israel. So these were taken from, the pledge was taken from all Bani Israel. In verse 85, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us why this particular pledge was mentioned. The other times where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the pledge of Bani Israel, it usually mentions the ones that are mentioned in 83. In 84, that one that's mentioned, as we said, that's also a commandment, and that's also one of those general guidelines that have been mentioned in religions, in all divine religions. Yet, the other verses do not express this. This is one of the, or if not the only place, one of the few places where it's mentioned in the Holy Quran. The reason why it's mentioned is this. In 85, in verse 85, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتُخْرِجُونَ فَرِيقًا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. Then, there you were, killing your folks and expelling a part of your folks from their homes. تَظَاهَرُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Backing one another against them. بِالْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. In sin and aggression. وَإِنْ يَأْتُوكُمْ أُسَارَ تُفَادُوهُمْ. Which I'll explain what that means in a little while. Says that you went against that pledge. What did you do? Says they, Bani Israel, addressing to the tribes of Bani Israel that are living outside of Medina, that you killed one another, and you expelled one another from your homes, or from their homes actually. It refers to what was going on in Medina at that time. We know there's two tribes that were living in Medina, Aus and Khazraj. Two of the Jewish tribes, Bani Nadir and Bani Qurayza, they each signed a contract, or they had a contract of, an alliance with one of those tribes. One of them was the ally of Aus, and the other was the ally of Khazraj. So what happened was that any time that Aus would want to fight Khazraj, their Jewish ally would also join them, and also the Khazraj's Jewish ally would join them, and they would fight one another. So what would they do? They would help. The Tadhaharun refers to this. Tadhaharun alayhim bil-ithmi wal-udwan. They would back others. You would back others and one another, the Jews and the Mushrikeen. They would back one another to do this, too. Kill the others, kill the Jews as well. So these are mushrikeen, they're fighting, but each of them has got a Jewish ally All right. So when the two Mushrik Arab tribes would fight one another, the Jewish ally would join them. So you have two Jewish allies that are fighting against one another. So these Jews that were told not to kill one another, they're killing one another. They were told not to expel one another from their homes, they would do so. In other words, they, you know, when they would attack, let's say Aus with their ally would attack Khazraj, well, Aus would take some of the houses of the Khazraj and some of the houses of the ally of the Jewish ally of Khazraj, and some of those were taken by the Jewish people. So some of the people, the allies of Aus, would be taking the houses and homes of the allies of Khazraj, and they would be making them leave their homes. It is interesting that after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that they would do that, yet, وَإِن يَأْتُوكُمْ أُسَارَ تُفَادُوهُمْ, and if they came to you as captives, you would ransom them. تُفَادُوهُمْ, they would, you know, they would have this, that when some of them would get captured, the others would pay money to free the guys who were captured. It's interesting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ مُحَرَّمٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِخْرَاجُهُمْ, and their expulsion itself was forbidden for you. So what is the situation here? The Jewish tribes, they fight one another as allies of the two Mushrik tribes that are fighting one another. Then they actually free those that they've caused the captivity of, as, you know, portraying themselves as practicing Jews and practicing and religious men who were applying the laws that have been revealed to them by their Lord. That if some of you are captive, you know, it's good to be nice to them and free them. So they would free them based on that. So what are they doing? They are applying one of the laws, which is when some of them become captive, the others pay for their freedom. That's one of the laws. That's one of the commandments that's given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other one is that you should not kill one another, and you should not want or cause anyone in your tribes from the Jewish people or anyone at all to leave their homes without reason. You're not, and they were not applying those. This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in part of the book and defy another part? Referring to this contrast and contradiction, actually, between what they were doing. They were taking one law, applying it, and the other law, they were not applying it. There's a little bit, or there's a nice detail in this that inshallah we'll try to explain in the following session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك يا من لا شريك